Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
How are you? How you doing?
Fantastic.
Well, Lou, the regular season is over. Any observations?
And how did the picks come out?
How did the picks come out, Lou? He wins it every time. Mr. Chip Martin is the winner of the Lou Division overall picks. There was a tie for second place, though. Oh, wait, I got the wrong week. Damn it. All right, let's get the right week here, Lou.
Don't roll them so fat in the morning, Commissioner.
Exactly, Lou. God, I can't find it. Oh, here it is. Jeez, Lou. Anyway, let's get this up here. So Chip did win. The Hawk and the Great Gatsby came in second, and then Bob Cammy came in third.
Aha! And who won the ticket?
Well, he held on for the entire season, Miller Bob, when he went 11-2. In the tradition of the Dickman, I tried to bring my whole family into the last week. My dad, my uncle, my brother and my brother-in-law all contributed to the Dickman. We ended up with 33 participants this year because of the Dickman.
Fantastic. Outstanding. Incredible.
Exactly. So we'll be getting that award ceremony together after we have our meeting. So
yes.
So today, Lou, playoffs. Who do you like?
I tell you what, we had some upsets yesterday.
Yeah, some good games, both of them. The Titans.
Yeah.
The Titans beat the Chiefs, and Chris Bro's Falcons beat the Rams. How can you lose at home?
Yeah, the two underdogs.
Yeah, and really, the Rams needed to win that game to keep their fan base, but so be it. So today.
I know.
So today, Lou, Bills versus the Jagoffs. Who's going to take that one?
Buffalo Bills.
And the Panties versus the Saints.
Saints.
All right. Those are all the teams I make fun of. The Titans, the Jagoffs, the Panties. They all won. They're all winners in my book.
And there you have.
Well, Lou, we're going to continue our picker of the week. So do you have somebody in mind?
No.
Come on. I understand.
I thought that nonsense would end with the season.
Well, it doesn't, because we have to get through all the pickers. All right, if you want to end with the season, that's all right, Lou. I know you don't like the Kumbaya.
Who's your picker of the week?
My picker of the week was my dad, for God's sake, coming in on the last week.
How many wins did he have?
He did 6-10 on that.
6-10.
Yes.
Wow.
He officially came in last in the Dickman.
Okay, but did he dunce for the week?
He did dunce. I haven't put him up yet. Oh, thanks for reminding me. I had to do that. The last dunces.
All right, so the first time Dickman and he dunces.
Yeah, that's a quite
fabulous. You have to get him to the awards banquet.
Oh, sure. Bare necessities, but simple bare necessities. All right, Lou, your question.
That might even be plaque-worthy.
So, Lou, your question of the week, you ready?
I'm all ears.
All right, we're in a new year, Lou. It's 2018. I want to hear your general prediction for 2018. It can be in any category: life, sports, death, whatever. What is your general prediction for 2018, Lou?
Nobody will be glowing by December 31st.
All right, Lou, it doesn't get any better than that. We'll check that out next year. And
Back up.
What?
Stop the presses.
What?
Who is the overall dunce?
Who is the overall dunce? Lou, here is the drum roll. Dale Spook Grossman.
Yes! Yes!
You beat him by 4 points, Lou. You did a pretty... He pretty much faded at the end. But you guys are neck and neck all year, so Dale Spook Grossman takes the ultimate dunce in Lou's Sunday NFL pick. Another fun year, by the way, I have to say.
Yes, it was.
Everybody
yes,
in that
it
thing.
Was.
And Dale Spook Grossman was always creative. He always did the whiteboard every week, and he would post it. It was very funny. One week he put it in the freezer and said he's going to thaw out his picks this week. Now, that's the kind of
week. Yeah, I would do that if I ever looked at him.
Exactly. So give us your catchphrase out, Lou. And come to the Sovereign today. This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Kumbaya Service. When you want to sit around with a campfire with a guitar and strum along, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou. Kumbaya, my love.